Well, we're going to talk good food, fair food, although it may not be too good for our waistlines. We're going to talk about that this morning with Barb Fuller's Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Health Programs Specialist, who's put together some pretty good guidelines for us to follow. Barb, how are you this morning?
I am just great. It is summertime.
It is absolutely summertime. We can tell by the storms, and we can tell by the heat and the humidity. Pretty soon we'll be able to tell by all the fair activities going on.
That's right. All those county fairs are starting to get on everybody's schedule, and we'll be happening pretty soon.
Yeah, just a few weeks away, and that means a lot of folks are looking forward to a lot of good times with friends and family, some good shows, perhaps some great entertainment going on, kids' games, all kinds of stuff, and of course, we can't forget about the food, right?
That's right. There are lots of favorite fair foods.
And they're not necessarily always the best for us, are they?
Probably not, but there are some good choices to make, and of course, you are walking around the fairgrounds, so you do burn up some of those extra calories. But how many? We'll talk about that.
Well, I don't think, and maybe your experience is different, but when I go to places like that, we tend to be impulse buyers when we go to like a fair, whether it be a county fair or a state fair or something like that. You don't think much about what you're doing. You think about how much fun it is and how much you remember it being so good last year. And we don't really think too much about the calories and all those other things.
No, that's probably true, and it does smell good, and they're enticing. Everything looks good, and maybe it's only once a year, and maybe that's not really so bad. But if you are really concerned with what you're eating or what you should be eating, doing a little planning ahead, thinking ahead a little bit about what is there and what might be your choices is probably a good thing to do.
Are there healthy choices? I mean, really, are there ever any healthy choices at the fair?
Well, and I think fairs are getting better because a lot more people are concerned with lots of health topics, whether it's salt or fat or calories or carbs. So I think there are more and more healthy choices. I've seen at some of the concession stands at ball games this summer, there are a few more healthy choices because people want them, people can buy them, so why not?
Well, you know,
what they want.
We're the consumer. We're the ones that drive the whole thing. If that's what we ask for and that's what we want to see more of, they'll make sure it happens, right?
It is. It is true. And with the changes coming to the school lunch program in the fall, I think also the product manufacturers, are getting a lot more conscious about some of those portions and how many calories and fat in particular are in some of those fun foods and making them a little healthier choice.
Well, they're fun for a reason, and we all know why. But, you know, even bad things are okay for you in moderation, right?
That's right. If it's an occasional thing, or if you can afford those extra calories and maybe do a little extra walking or some activity to burn them off, and maybe just planning ahead and taking, you know, a small drink instead of the large lemonade or pop, sharing something with a friend, a big funnel cake is pretty easy to break up into pieces, and everybody can have a few bites and not have feel like you have to eat the whole thing.
Well, and we all want to support the local county fairs, the state fair. I mean, they're out to make their money, too, so they can continue to do what they do. So, you know, we don't want to shut the spigot off completely. But, yeah, you're right. If we can tend to find things that we can share maybe with others, a lot of these foods and drinks tend to come in large sizes at the fair.
They are, and that's part of the fun of going to the fair and carrying around that big tub of popcorn or a big cotton candy. But, again, maybe sharing that as you're walking along or, you know, planning ahead and maybe taking a smaller amount of it to start with.
Well, and it's difficult also to kind of control things sometimes because we're not thinking about it. We're out of our element. We're not in our normal element when we go to these places. So we're not really thinking too much sometimes about what we eat. And if we sat down and wrote everything down, I think at the end of the day we'd be shocked everything that we've written on that sheet of paper that we may have consumed during the day.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to really plan for a lot of those things, but I know you put together a little a chart here that I was looking at that I found pretty interesting. When you think about walking it off, I've had people tell me before in the past that, like Ragbri, for example, you're on a bicycle, you're riding across Iowa 500 miles in the heat of the summer. How much weight do you lose? 10, 20 pounds? And usually what I tell them is that when I've gone, I usually gain 4 to 5 pounds because you're eating and drinking your way across the state too because you have to replenish constantly. You can't always depend on working things off right away.
That's true. And you do use a lot of calories by walking and a lot more calories by biking. But Rag Rye is a good example. If you were very serious and just rode and didn't stop and partake of the local food or ever eat or drink anything, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun, and it wouldn't support all those local organizations, but you would probably lose weight. But part of Rag Rye is that whole fun event, and part of going to county fairs and town festivals is the fun event, too, and food is always part of that.
Well, it's the social part that usually gets us into trouble, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this stuff now, because you're going to walk a lot. Let's say you go to the state fair. Well, we have all been there. We know how much walking there is to do on that warm asphalt, and it's warm weather and stuff, too. You might be working up a little bit of a sweat. So you're thinking, it's not so bad, because I'm working it off as I'm walking. But you might not necessarily be correct.
You can only burn about 100 calories by walking a mile. So if you think about those 100-calorie packs of snacks that you can get, you need to walk 1 mile for just 100 calories. So walking, and at the state fair, it's usually not a very brisk walk. It's a nice, pleasant stroll, and you stop and you look. So you probably are walking miles by the end of the day, but probably not as many as you think.
Well, you're not getting that heart rate going pretty fast.
That's right, because it is a little more casual, and it's stopping and starting instead of just walking from one end to the other and back. You're not doing that, so it is hard to burn up those calories.
Well, and you might think that if I just indulge in maybe one or two things at the fair, then maybe I'll be okay. I could probably walk that off. But like I say, you've got this chart here that's pretty interesting. When you take a look and compare the different food items and how many miles it would really take to burn off the calories that you're going to intake, it would be a pretty tough task.
It is. So just looking at the chart, you and I have that to compare to, but
right.
A large caramel apple would take 3 miles. So if we think about 100 calories per mile, so a caramel apple is 300 calories. The large corn dog, everybody loves corn dogs, you'd have to walk 4.5 miles to walk that off. Cotton candy, 1.5 miles. That 6-inch funnel cake, if you ate the whole thing, you'd have to walk 3 miles. A 32-ounce soft drink, so whether that's lemonade or soda pop, 32 ounces is a quart, but that's what lots of people drink, 2.5 miles. And a snow cone, sounds good on a hot day, 2.5 miles. And that soft pretzel, and we think of that as not very much fat in it, but it's pretty big, so it takes 3 miles to walk off that pretzel.
So realistically, we'd probably save ourselves some money by going to the fair if we were serious about walking this off, because we wouldn't have to pay for parking. We'd walk there and home again.
That's probably what it might take.
Well, that's not very realistic. So you talked a little bit about maybe doing some smaller portions, sharing a little bit. Are there other things that we can do then to kind of help ourselves along the way?
Well, if we think about these really hot days, and in the summertime, the state fair and the county fairs are usually hot days, water is always the best choice. So you could take your own water bottle and refill it, or buy water. Every fair has bottled water to sell, and water really is the best choice, especially instead of a soda pop or tea or any of the coffee drinks. And even diet soda has a lot of caffeine, so water is the best choice and could be a lot less expensive. Splitting up some of that food, so like that funnel cake, maybe that pretzel, breaking it up and having it for several people. And instead of grazing through the day as we go from place to place, to sit down and actually have a meal. So most county fairs and the state fair has lots of places to sit down and eat, so you're less likely to overeat if you sit down and actually have a meal. So even if it's a burger or a pork chop on the stick, sit down and eat instead of just graze and a bite here and a sip here. That adds up, too. And maybe just think about one treat. What is that one special thing that you want to have? So if it is that whole funnel cake or a corn dog, that's probably okay. It's when you add all those things together that can really get you into some trouble.
Kind of like going to the grocery store when you're hungry.
That's true.
Yep.
And all those smells are so enticing at a fair.
Yeah, the difference is you're not going to eat everything right away in the grocery store off the shelf.
That's true.
4.5 miles to walk off that large corn dog. I don't even want to know what it would take to walk off that big helping of deep-fried butter.
Oh, I have no clue. That's probably at least a 10-mile walk.
Yeah, or deep-fried Oreos. You would have to walk to the fair, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, lots of stuff there, too. You know, we want you to have fun. We don't want it to throw, you know, we don't want to be a bucket of cold water on your day of fun at the fair, but it always helps, and you can eliminate some of the regret afterward if you just make a little bit of planning ahead of time so you know what you're up against and what you need to do to make it a fun day and not have to, well, have the fair hang around for a while, I guess.
And that's true. And if you're spending several days, you can have the corn dog one day and the pretzel the next day. Don't load them up all at one time. You can enjoy a special treat every day.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Barb, thanks a lot for the help. And we can always eat a little bit healthier come fair time and still have the fun.
We hope.